your final score. Newton 35, Pella 33. It's our post-game coverage, powered by Hy-Vee, here with Ben Bollard, head coach of the Pella football team, following a wild finish here at homecoming. And, Coach, we talked about it in the pregame. It was probably the team that would make fewer mistakes or fewer big-profile mistakes. Unfortunately, a big one turned the tide just before the half, and Newton took advantage and didn't trail since that point. As we mentioned, 35-33, Coach, your thoughts about how your guys still fought to the very end and had a chance at least there late, but obviously a few too many big mistakes against a very quality Newton team.
Yeah, you said it. You got to give Newton credit. They got a nice football team. They do, and we knew that coming in, so that was not a surprise. But credit to them, they won this round, and so yeah, I thought they played well, and I thought our guys did too. I thought we battled there. You hit it on the head. Just execution. You look at the turnover battle. We do get the one late pick that helped a little, but it was still 3-1, I think, on the turnover battle. And so you don't win a lot of big games against good teams when you go -2 in the turnover battle.
Well, and I think what hurt about especially the first two turnovers, Coach, and it's been kind of a microcosm of where you've been offensively, moving the football effectively in plus territory, turnovers, and Newton got a good return that set up a really good drive that gave him the first touchdown. But again, not only Ben, was it getting rid of the football and giving it to the other team, it was maybe taking points off the board.
Yeah, exactly. That's just frustrating, that execution. We got to continue to clean up, and those things take time, and I do believe our team is doing the right things. You know, it was cool. A lot of people don't get to be in the huddle afterwards, and you know, I had a little bit to say, but quite honestly, our senior leader stepped up and said, we're going to be fine. I mean, this one hurts and it needs to hurt, but they said we're going to be fine and we'll reload, and things are still in front of us. And so I think that's a sign of a group of guys that are still together. They still know that we can win a lot of football games yet, but we got to clean things up, and so I think they'll take it positively, and we'll move forward.
And then in between little things here, some penalties. There was a fourth down conversion penalty. I know that was a backbreaker. Ultimately, Newton ended up scoring on that series. But on the flip side, your guys still fighting through it, and offensively, the good news was maybe unlocking something a little bit deeper with your passing game. Caught Newton kind of in some big fronts early. And that you did have a lead in this game. I mean, we talk about a loss. At one point, you had the lead with the football in your hands, up 14-7, and that came with some big passes, overcoming some of those mistakes.
Yeah, I that was a huge positive. Certainly excited to see kind of how we started the first half there, first quarter. And so that was great. I think for us to continue to stretch teams vertically is how we'll be successful. We know that because that will open up our run game, opens up some of our underneath stuff. And so we really need to be able to put that stuff on film and be able to execute it. And so, excited to see our crew do that early. Just kind of got into a spot then when we couldn't sustain drives, as we kept going.
Here, Ben Bollard, head coach of the Pella football team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee, a 35-33 loss to Newton here on homecoming. And I felt like that end of the second quarter was obviously the huge difference. The snap miscommunication, not sure what happened there, Coach, but obviously it took the game from tied at the half, you getting the third quarter kickoff, to all of a sudden Newton gets an enormous play, a touchdown, and it felt like that momentum even carried out of halftime a little bit. Again, the play is now done. It's obviously the end of it, but that felt like that was the real turning point.
Yeah, you don't win or lose a game on one play, but that one has about as big of an impact as we've seen in a while, as far as just the momentum shift there. And I think we responded in half, but you could still tell that was kind of a deflating thing to happen. You know, don't totally know what happened, but sounds like there was a clap. I don't know where it came from, if it was the other team or what, but there was a clap that was heard. And so unfortunate situation there, but we gotta, if you want to be a good team, I mean, you gotta overcome some of those things. That's still, that's 21 points, and here we scored 33. So if we hold them in the second half, you know, we're still fine. And so we'll find ways to overcome it. I thought, yeah, once we got a little bit of momentum, then things started to snowball, but it just took us a little while to get it back.
Well, and if nothing else, you got to see the two-minute offense, and it looked pretty good at times, and certainly had to get a couple fourth-down conversions again, but certainly having Harrison Mullins back in there didn't hurt to stretch some of the defense. And again, nothing was perfect in this one, but obviously a learning experience, and you got to run some of that quick offense.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. I think they did a nice job executing there at the end of the game on that. We just got to learn from it. We'll continue to get better. I'm proud of the guys for both the effort. You know, we ask a lot. You're pouring everything out on the field, and I thought we did that tonight. At the end of the day, our guys fought until the very end, and that's what you hope, and we got to clean some things up.
The punt return, was that a Ben Bollard special, or what was going on? Emmanuel picked it up after about three or four hops, and then as he was being swarmed by three Newton Cardinals, found his best buddy Rex Ramey, who takes it 75 yards later.
Yeah, Rex probably gets some credit on that one. I said let's return it rather than block. I made the decision let's return rather than block, but then Rex is like, hey, if it's there, pitch it to me, and I'll take it. And so he did just that. So that was a pretty cool play. Neat for Rex, neat for E and everybody else. Make it a game. And, you know, I credit to Brody, too. Those were pretty good onside kicks, honestly. We had a couple chances at it. And so I thought our kickoff team did a great job there of trying to give us a chance to go win that football game.
Well, and you know, I think if Newton wins this game, Coach, 35-7 or something lopsided, you probably feel very different about it. The frustrating piece is obviously, Coach, you feel like you did enough to win and didn't ultimately because of some of those mistakes. But, again, kind of echoes of last year a little bit, right, with that Gilbert game where it was a game we probably could have and should have won in the regular season. And Newton very likely now the district champion, barring something crazy these last 3 weeks. But I suppose the good news is, Coach, you were right there with Newton again. It's not a team that you can't beat. And this very well, not to get too far out of ourselves, could be a team that we see again in 4 or 5 weeks. So how do you kind of clean things up from here and reset and try to make sure then you have that playoff opportunity and have that chance maybe to see Newton again down the road?
Yeah, I think some of the things we have to continue to clean up as a team are all in our control, you know. And I'm not taking any credit from Newton because they earned that win and went out and got it. But I still believe that we have a good team, and if we focus on our execution level, that we can, you know, play with anybody in the state on a given night. And so, I think that's the cool thing about it. You know, they executed at a higher level, so they earned the win tonight. But if we can clean that up and do it, I think we've got the talent and the guys to be in there with anybody else. And so that's a fun thing that not everybody can say. Now the challenge on us is putting in the work to do that.
And then next week, Oskaloosa, a team that struggled against Newton. You don't take anything for granted, Coach, but obviously if there was a game after this last year, it felt like we had one big game stacked on top of the other. If you execute well next week, hopefully a good opportunity to clean some things up.
Yeah, I think so. We just got to take things week by week and continue to get better, and that's what we'll do. And we got to go back on the road, and so we'll hopefully handle that well.
Thankfully, this road trip is about a trip I make like once a month to Oskaloosa anyway. So I'm not so worried about this one, Coach.
It's better than two-hour trips we've been doing.
Well, you have to stop and lighten for a stretch of legs. We'll see how it goes. Newton 35, Pella 33. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Ben Bollard, head coach of the Pella football team. Coach, always appreciate your time, and we'll see you next week getting ready for week 7. Here we go.
You bet. It's crazy, right? Thanks for the coverage, guys. Appreciate it.